Practice test. 1. Psychology.
Moral behavior. The dictionary defines morality as being in accord with standards of right or good conduct. The argument over whether our moral behavior is innate or whether it is developed by our environment and culture has been raging for ages. Many people feel morality is based on reason, while others feel it comes from religion or one's own spirituality. Biologists believe that humans' tendency to obey the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is a product of evolution. At first, moral behavior seems to oppose the rules of Charles Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest and natural selection. However, researchers in the field of biology feel that as animals evolved to live in groups, the propensity to look only after one's own needs had to fade in order for a group mentality to emerge. To ensure the group's success as a whole, every member had to look out for the interests of the majority, a concept known as utilitarianism. This is a system of beliefs based on what does the greatest good for the greatest number of people. A researcher named Jonathan Haidt at the University of Virginia believes that morality is driven by two separate mindsets, one ancient and one modern. Dr. Haidt declares that the human mind is unaware of the distinction between the two. The ancient mental system is based on the emotion behind moral behaviors, which is a type of intuitive sense of what is right and wrong that evolved before language developed. These are the gut reactions people experience in tough situations that call for quick action. The more modern system of thought came with the development of language, as people became able to express verbally why something was right or wrong. The two work together when we are put in morally compromising situations. When confronted with a moral dilemma, one's intuition immediately decides what is right or wrong. Rational thought and judgment about the morality of an issue follow the decision that one's emotional reaction already made. Dr. Haidt identified 5 areas of moral conduct that are common in most countries and systems throughout the world, and he describes these as the foundation for all moral behavior. These moral components conceptualize how people treat others and what is important in being part of a group. Regardless of their background, religion, socioeconomic status, or educational level, Dr. Haidt found that the majority of people hold to these moral concepts. The first moral concept is the prevention of harm. Generally, people believe that it is wrong to harm another human being or animal for cruel and needless reasons. The second moral concept is fairness, which holds that all people should be treated fairly. For instance, people should treat the poor in the same manner as the wealthy and the weak the same as the strong. The third moral concept is loyalty to one's group. This entails a strong devotion to the values of the group as a whole. People with strong loyalties believe that adherence to the laws of society is important because it upholds the integrity of that society. The idea of loyalty is closely interwoven with the fourth moral foundation, respect for authority. People who value authority believe in the strength of a governing body and a strong hierarchy with established roles and rules. The fifth concept involves upholding high standards of purity. This deals with the way that members of a group view their bodies. The idea of purity comes into play in the standards of cleanliness in society. Daily hygiene routines, eating food that has not been contaminated in some way, and burial rules and rituals fall into this category. Dr. Haidt's research concludes that these moral concepts are inherent in our physical makeup and are learned behaviors, reinforced by our environments from a very early age. The 5 moral foundations are interpreted differently from society to society, and people rate them differently in order of importance. While morality may take different forms across the many different cultures of the world, it remains true that the basic task of morality, restraining selfishness, is a part of all humanity's moral behavior.